No. All right, we're on Daf Nun Aleph tonight. Let me go back to Nunam days. If you remember, we had a halacha yesterday. We discussed a halacha that the Mishnah says, the person's Makadish a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister simultaneously, they're not Makudashot. So where do we know this halacha from? So Rami Barakama quotes Pasuk, Yishalach Otalo Tikach, and the Gemara is explaining, cutting to the chase, Rabbis has the halacha, Kol She'eino B'Zeh Karzeh, Eino B'Vadachat, two lines from the bottom. So it means the Torah is teaching me I can't marry a woman and then marry her sister, one and then another, and then Rabbah has a klal, Kol She'eino B'Zeh Karzeh, Eino B'Vadachat, that if I can't do it sequentially, and it can't be done simultaneously either. Okay, so that's our discussion of the first part of the Daf Yomi, this klal of Rabbah. So there's two lines from the bottom on Nunam and Beis. Gufa, Amar Rabbah, Kol She'eino B'Zeh Acharzeh, anything that can't be done sequentially, Afilu B'Vadachat Eino, then even simultaneously, it can't take place. So Eitmei Abaye, so Abaye asks a kasha against Rabbah from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hamarbe B'maaser, now, maaser, you have to give exactly 10% for maaser. You can't give 20% if you want. Maaser means 10%. So, amar b'maaser, let's say a person has 5 kabim of grain. Each kab is a measure. 5 kabim of grain. So, the amount of maaser would be half a kab, would be the correct maaser, because 1 kab would be 20%. So, half a kab would be the correct shear for maaser. Let's say he separates a whole kav as maaser. So the Tana of the Braisa says, Hamar b'maaser, perotametukanim. So the other 4 kabim, they're in good shape. They're all right. Umaasrot makukalim, but that which he designated as maaser is messed up because he's got maaser and tevel mixed up with it. So it's a mess. So b'amai, name a question in b'zah parzeh, feel barach. We weren't asked if Rab is correct that kol she'eino b'zah parzeh, it can't be done sequentially, it can't be done simultaneously either. So could he take Maaser and then take another Maaser? No, because you can only take Maaser once. So I can't do it sequentially. So it should be ineffective if I do it simultaneously either, meaning that nothing should be effective the way Rabba's klal should go. So how is it that it's effective? Rabba says, if I can't do it sequentially, then it doesn't work, it doesn't work simultaneously. So it should not work at all. That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, on the second line from the top, and then Rafa Manala, Bimai, Nema, so this is Rabba speaking to Abaye. Again, Abaye is his nephew and his Talmud. Says, Amar Le, Shani Maaser to Ita. So Maaser is a little unusual because Maaser can even be given by halves, meaning even half of a grain. The Amar, Tikadash Palga Palga de Kacha. If he says, I want half of each grain to be Maaser, it's Kadosh. Meaning that he could, let's say an example that I just gave, where he had the 5 kav in the grain. If he took the 1 kav and he would say, like, half of each grain is maaser, that would be an effective designation. In other words, he could say, like, half of each fruit, half of each grain. So maybe the Gemara is saying here that here, when he takes that 5th kav and says, this is maaser, we'll assume that he means half of each grain should be maaser. That's what we're going to assume he means. That half of each grain. In other words,
One
because
grain.
he's got too much there. I gave an example of grain. No. But in other words, he's saying half of each grain can be maaser. In other words, so everything is maaser, but it's on each the smallest element. Now, with the two women with two sisters, we can't say half of each woman is mukadeshet. So therefore, Rob is then, can be distinguished from here. Let's see further. I'll just do a few more questions and we'll finish the then we'll summarize and we'll be where we are. Okay, now, so the Gemara says on the fourth line, the fifth line, Maaser Behema. The next question is from Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema is if a person has, sheep or goats or, the bovines, and then everything that's born that year, he has to take a maaser of it, and that maaser he eats in Yerushalayim. That's maaser behema. The 10th one he marked with the red dye, whatever. They go one by one from the corral, and the 10th one he marked. He says, "By Maaser Behema, the Lekha Lechatzayim." So I can't. The answer that we gave before will not work by Maaser Behema. With Maaser Behema, you can't have half the animal as Maaser. The Lekha Bezeh Akarzeh, and it certainly can't be Bezeh Akarzeh. In other words, if I say this animal is 10, then I say this one is 10. That only one could be 10, so it's not Bezeh Akarzeh. But Amar, no, should be Rabba here with the hay. But Amar Rabba, and this is Rabba himself said the original din about. But it can't be done sequentially. It can't be done simultaneously. But Amar Rabba says, Yetsu Shnayim Ba'asiri, if two animals come out simultaneously on the, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, and number 10, two animals walk out at the same time. He says, Ukra'an Asiri, and he says, that's Asiri. So Rabba says, Asiri Ba'akarasar Mu'rabin Zebazan. So we're going to say the 10th and the 11th are mixed up. I don't know which is the 10th. I don't know which is the 11th. One is going to be the Maaser, one is going to be a Korban Shlamim, but I don't know which one is which, so I have to be Machmer with each, like the Chumash of the other one. So, but the point is, though, that here, Rabbi's Klal is, Kol She'eno B'zeh Akarzeh, Afil Bara Akareno. If it can't be done sequentially, then it can't be done simultaneously. And yet here, he's giving a Koach to do something simultaneously. So the Gemara says, Shani Maaser Behema, Dita B'tav. So the Gemara says, Shani Maaser Behema is an exception because it exists even with a mistake. How so? Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, Harav Shia, if he calls 10 and then 11, and then 10, so 11, 0. But if he calls 10, 9, and 11, 10, then it does have some effect. So since this is an exception case, he wants to say that you have a taus. In essence, you do have the Zahar by Basir Bangla. Okay, now last one, and then that will be it. He says, now, the third white line, Bere Toda, the Korban Toda. So what you bring with the Korban Toda is an animal, but you bring with it 40 loaves of bread. Of the 40 loaves of bread, 30 are types of matzahs and 10 are chametz. He says, Bere Toda, the late to the Tawd. Toda doesn't exist by Tawd, meaning if he made a mistake, he intended to bring like the dark colored bread, he brought the white colored bread, so that doesn't have kedusha. So it means, by Maaser Behema, I had the Tawd that worked. This doesn't work over there. Leitinami b'zacharzeh, and it doesn't work b'zacharzeh. So I would think it should not work simultaneously if Rabbi's call is correct. The itmar, but it was stated. Itmar means this is the machloket amarayim. He says todesh nishmatal shmonim chalot. Let's say a person shechted the korban todah, which is an animal, and he shechts it with 80 loaves of bread. So I would expect that this would not work. He says chizki amar tachi lo arba'im itol shmonim. Chizki says that 40 out of the 80 are Kodesh. 40 out of the 80 loaves do get Kedusha. This is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kachi La Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says that 40 are not Kodesh. So we don't have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan, we have a problem with Chizkiyah. And remember, Levi was saying Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, so it makes the question stronger. So he says here, Lav Itmar Allah, was it not stated concerning that Machloket, Rabbi Shuban Levi, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. If the person would say 40 out of the 80 should be Kodesh, everybody agrees that's an effective designation. That the 40 should not be Kodesh unless 80 are Kodesh. Lo Kachi. Everybody agrees not Kodesh. So in essence, everybody, meaning Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia, are agreeing with Rabbi's plow here. In other words, it's late to Bezeh Akarzeh, it's late to, like, you know, Baracha. Lo Nechlatu, what's the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia? El Bistam, where the person. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, when it comes to Beis HaMikdash with 80 loaves of bread and needs 40, the 40 is like backup. So they have the first 40. I want to make sure I'm going forward with this korban. He says, Marsabar, the korban gadol kamachadi. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, he intends to bring a big korban, so nothing's kato. So if he wants to bring a super duper korban, you can't do that. So zero kedusha. And the other one holds, that no,
Basically,
he just also has backup for it. He says, so the bottom line is there's no stira to Rabba's cloud. They both agree with Rabba's cloud. The question is, what is his intent? What is he trying to do in this case? So again, well, let me just two more lines and I'll pause for questions. But the bottom line is that Rabba has a cloud. If something cannot be designated sequentially, then it can't be done simultaneously. We asked several questions against Rabba, but we're able to deflect all the questions. Now, the Gemara asked Rabba, Lama Lin Shinui to Rabba. Why does Rabba have to learn like Rabba? Meaning, So Rabba gave the Pshat. Remember, Rami Bar Chama quoted this pasuk, "Yishalach utalo tikach litzror." So we couldn't, and he was trying to teach. How do we know the klal in the Mishnah that I can't be kaddish sisters at the same time? So Rava came up with a hesber based on Rava's klal. Rava says that if you want to use that pasuk, so then the only way to say it would be to use Rava's klal that the pasuk is teach me I can't. So the Gemara is, this is the next topic, which we're going to get into in another line. If I'm a Kaddish, one of two women, and they're both sisters, so then neither one Kiddushin is effective, because that's Kiddushin Shlonim Sur Labiyam. In other words, if I can never legally have intimacy with my wife, in other words, if he's a Kaddish, one of two sisters, he doesn't know who he's a Kaddish, so one might be his wife, one might be his wife's sister. So he can never have relations with either one of them. So why isn't that a simpler answer, you know, why you can't be Mekadesh, you know, two sisters at the same time? In other words, you can't be a little bit
because it can't lead to Bia.
Right. So there's no way to have relations. That's a much simpler answer. The Gemara says, Rava, Lama Lishnik Rava, typically Kishish Mr. Labinu, the Dvarim Rami Rahama Kamar. Rabba was just trying to help Rami Bar Chama out. Rami Bar Chama has pasuk. He's saying, "How do I teach it from the pasuk?" He says, "Use the cloud from Rabba. You got it." In Achinami, Rabba Lashito is an easier answer. Why you can't marry two sisters? Because it'd be kedushin shlonim sur labiyam. Okay, who said questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far?
I don't mean
if I can't do it sequentially, then I can't do it simultaneously. So we thought that he's Makadish 80 loaves, and then 40 loaves get the Kuda. That's what we thought. In other words, he's attempting to Makadish 80 loaves. And according to Chizkia, 40 gets it. But according to Rabbi, nothing should get it. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. That they're not arguing that I'm trying to be Makadish, or in other words, if he would say I'm trying to Makadish 80, everybody's zero. Everybody agrees with Rabbi. And if he says, I want 40 of the 80, everybody says, that's fine. The question is, he just says, stam. Like, he brings the 80, and what is his intent when he brings the 80? So Rabbi Yochanan says he wants to make a Korban Gadol, so it's a zero. And Chizkiya says, no, he just wants 40 as a backup. He's not trying to be Kaddish all 80, okay? But it's not a steer to Rabbi. They both agree with Rabbi's thing.
And
do it. All right? Or Rafi, go ahead.
That's the bread that they broke. Where they baked it? At their own home?
No, I think it was baked in the base of Mikdash.
Can't bring everybody.
All right. Next question. Oh, yeah, everybody good? Okay, let me just show Zoomland who's here. Wave to Zoomland people. Okay, now. All right, let's go. I'm going to move on. Everybody good in Zoomland? Okay. All right. Now, next topic, which is our main topic for tonight, is around the 10th line of Nanala from Manala, 51A, around line 10. So Itmar, Kiddushin Shein Masurin Labia. Let's say I have Kiddushin in a situation where I can never have relations with the woman. And if you look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom of Rashi, Kiddushin Shein Masurin Labia, Kidei Shakat Mishnei Achayot, if he was Makadish one of two sisters, we'll call the two sisters Rachel and Leah, Lo Kiresh Ezohi, he didn't specify which one, and it could be, let's say the two sisters have one person who's, you know, authorized with the Kiddushin on their behalf, on both of them or each one, and he's Mekadish one, but he doesn't specify which one. He can't go forward and consummate the marriage with either one of them. Maybe this is his wife's sister. That would be an example of kiddushin shlonim through the bia. So Rava's din is, let's go back in the Gemara, Inmar kiddushin shlonim through the bia, Abayimar have a kiddushin. Abayi says it is an effective kiddushin. It's a mess. You don't know which one you're married to, but you're married to somebody. Rava Amar lo have a kiddushin. Rava says, no, it's not a good kiddushin. Now, by the way, and this will be in tomorrow's daf, this is one of our Yal Tigam cases. This is either there are six situations where Abaye and Rav have machloket, the halacha follows Abaye, and this is the one. This is the kuf, you know, of kiddushin shalonim through the bia, Jain misur in the bia. Okay, now Amar Rava. So Rava says, everybody sees the Gemara. Amar Rava Bari Hina Asprali.
What's the case? Is that at the same time he married?
In other words, he approaches. Let's say you have Rachel and Leah. Let's say Rachel and Leah both have like one person authorized to accept kiddush on their behalf. Okay. So he's Makadesh one of the two sisters. Either he doesn't remember which one he's Makadesh, or he doesn't specify which one at the time, whatever, but he's Makadesh one of them. Is that an effective kiddushin? So according to Abaye, it is an effective kiddushin. And according to Rav, it's absolutely not an effective kiddushin.
Because it cannot lead.
Right. Okay, now. So he says, I'm a Rav, Barahina Asperli. So Rav says, Barahina, who's one of the Chachamim, explained to me, meaning why it's not effective kiddushin, says, Ki kaki shisho ba'alo. Says, if a man marries a woman and then he has relations with her, kiddushin of Asur and the Bia have a kiddushin that teaches me that kiddushin must be capable of having Bia. He says, kiddushin shein Asur and the Bia lo have a kiddushin. If the kiddushin cannot end up with Bia legally, it's not considered kiddushin. Okay, so you have to have, after the kiddushin, you have to have a green light to have relations with the woman. Okay?
This is Rav.
Rabbi. I don't know. Let's take a look. I mean, some of Rabbi would probably say it's two different things. Tikach and Shisha, you have one type of Tikha, and Bia is another type of kid. That's what I would think. But let's see. Now, the Gemara has a series of questions that are either questions against Rava or support for Abaye. And the Gemara doesn't resolve it today. We'll resolve it tomorrow. But we're going to go through a whole series of, you know, questions, kashas against Rava.
If one of the sisters dies, then he can have a relation with the second one?
Right. If one of them dies, then he'd be in good shape. He'd be in good shape. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see back. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. A little arsenic and old lace will help with the situation. You'll be good. Okay. Now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay. Now, we're going to refer first to our Mishnah, and then we'll spit out to other Brises and the Mishnayot. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, and this Mishnah we did yesterday's daf. A Makadish Isha Bita, a person is Makadish, a woman and her daughter, or Isha Bakbaka, a woman and her sister, Ka'achat, simultaneously, Einan Makudashot. Neither one is Makudashot. Ha'achat may Isha Bita, or may Isha Bakbaka, Makudashot. So the Gemara makes deduction. He's trying to be Makadish both of them. That he can't do. But it seems like if he would be Makadish one of the two, you know, with the situation that we've been discussing, that there would be good Kedushin. So that's going to be a kash against Rava and a support for Abaye. Bamai, Kedushin Shem is throwing the bia in. So you have to the Rava. That looks like that bia seems to slug up Rava. So Amalek Rava. Rava would say in response to the Tame, according to your Svara, that the Mishnah is against me, he says, Ema Seifa. Let's go to the safe in the Mishnah and see how well that works in for Abaye. Ma Seba Kamish Nashim. The safe the Mishnah says is an incident with five women. Of the five women, two of them are sisters. And some had gathered a basket filled with figs, and the figs came from, you know, a piece of property that the women owned, but it was a Shemitah year. We didn't get to this tomorrow's talk. We'll explain. It was Hefger, so he's calling the Hefger. He says, he said, all of you are Makuda Shot to me. He sounds like a guy with a lot of dreams. And he says, with this basket of figs. B'yamru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, "Ein achayim mekudas shot." Chachamim said, "Way we understand the Mishnah right now. Of the five women, the two women who were the sisters are out of the picture. The two women are out of the picture. So achayim mekudas mekudas shot. So that the implication is the women are out. The sisters are out of the loop, and achriot mekudas shot. But the non-related women, it sounds like they are mekudas shot." So what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Ilema de Amar Kultem, Kani, he says, if he says the way I just explained, that all five of you should be kona these figs, this is atba kamorhu, atba kamor lokana. That's a case, like, I'll explain, let's be patient. It's like if a man would say, I want you and the chamor to acquire a chepza. So does anybody get anything? Now, the Gemara assumes that nobody gets anything because the chamor does not have a kinyan. Now, the way Rashi takes it, let's look at Rashi, turn this to the bottom. Kini atba kamorhu, Rashi says when it refers to chamor, it's like a metaphor. It means if I want to give something to a live and being and to somebody who's in utero, he says, she'eino kona klum. Like when you're in utero, you don't have a right of kinyan. He says, gama no letino kona. So if I say, this gift is to both of you, I'm making a gift to you and your unborn brother, sister, whatever it is, neither one gets it. Sherelo hikdal lezeh below zeh. Because my intent is to give to both of you. He says, Bahakanami ikakadad lo kazilei klal. So if indeed the pshat in the Mishnah is the way that I explained it up till now, that I want all of you to acquire the figs, but we said already, the two sisters are out of the picture, then nobody should be Mekudesh. And yet the Mishnah said that three of the women were Mekudesh. He says, turn page, top line, on and off base. Elalav, the Amar Luku, Akat Mikem. Is it not, Rabbi wants to say, in the Mishnah, that he said, I want one of you to be Mekudesh to me, but Katani ain't Akayat Mekudesh. And we learn that the two sisters are not Mekudesh. Now, this is, according to Rava, it's very easy. In other words, I only want one of you to be Mekudesh to me. Now, the two sisters, that can't work because I wouldn't know which one would be, you know,
So
proof of Rava, but it's Kasha against the Baye. So the Gemara says, the Rava Kasha Resha. So according to Rava, I have difficulty with the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said, if you're Mekadesh, you know, an Isha and Achota simultaneously, then I could have showed. But the implication would be if I would say one of you is Mekudeshet without specifying, it would be Mekudeshet. And that's Kiddush Shlomo Mitzvah Lubiya. That was a Kasha against Rava and support for Abaye. But then the Seifa of the Mishnah, where he says, Kulchem, you're all Mekudeshet to me. We don't think it could be Kulchem because that would be Ad Kamor. So we think it must be, he says, one of you is Mekudeshet to me. But we're saying that the two sisters are out of the loop. And it must be out of loop because that would be Kiddush Shlomo Mitzvah Lubiya. That seems to support Rava. That's a Kasha against Abaye. So the Gemara says, the Rava Kasha Reisha, the Abaye Kasha Seifa. So according to this Mishnah's got Kashas against both of them. Rava's got difficulty with the Reisha of the Mishnah. Abaye's got difficulty with the Seifa of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Abaye Mitaras Tame, Rava Mitaras Tame. So Abaye has a way to explain the Mishnah. So the whole Mishnah would be according to Abaye. Abaye holds that Kiddush Shlomo Mitzvah Lubiya are good Kiddush. And Rava has a way to explain the whole Mishnah according to his, he does that it's not good Kiddush. Abaye Mitaras Tame. Now Abaye is going to explain the Mishnah his way. He says, now, again, the difficulty for Abaye is from the safe of the Mishnah. Hamakadish isha ubita, o isha ba'achota ka'achad, in a mekudeshot. So the beginning of the Mishnah is going to be the way we make the diyuk. In other words, if I do them both simultaneously, they're not mekudeshot. Ha'achat me isha ubita, ba'achat me isha ba'achota mekudeshot. So the deduction is, which is what we assumed in the kash against Rava, that if he did one of the two, without specifying which one of the two he was doing, it would be mekudeshot, even though it's kiddushin shlonim through the biyam. The Imam R, now here's the key line that Abaye adds into the Mishnah. Are you listening? The Imam R, and if he, the man, said, he's adding on this prat. If he says, I only want a woman who's Ru'uya Labia, someone I can have intimacy with, he says, Aina Mekudeshet, then she's not Mekudeshet, because he can't have relations with either one. He says, Uma Sinami B'chamesh Nashim. And there was an incident with five women, and in the five group there were two sisters, and one gathered a basket filled with figs, and he, the man, said, in other words, Abaye is adding on a prat, which is what Rava holds as an enimar. In other words, Abaye says, and he specifies, I only want to be kudish to a woman, that's really that I can have relations with. So he's really adding in. So he's adding in this prat, but Amru Chachamim, and then the Chachamim said, Eina Chayot Mekudeshot. This is not Mekudeshot because in Achinami, he can't have Bia with either one of them. Okay, so that's the way Rava will explain the Mishnah, and the Mishnah goes well according to Rava. Let me just do, to Abaye rather. Let's do Rava's pshat, and then we'll pause and we'll get some.
Why?
Okay, let me. It was a very difficult daf today, you know. Okay, now. Okay.
One of the sisters, three of them.
All right, hold on for a second. Oh, let's hold on for a second. Okay, now, the Rava Mataris Satame, Rava explains according to his pshat. Let's assume. Let's just keep it simple. Assume the way the adults. Okay. Okay. Now, Rava Mataris Satame, Rava explains the whole Mishnah according to his pshat. Now, Rava holds kiddushin. What's the line of shlom? Not shlom nisurin l'biyah. I keep saying shlom nimsru. Kiddushin she'ein nisurin l'biyah. So Rava, yeah. So Rava says kiddushin she'ein nisurin l'biyah is ein a mikudesh that Rava holds. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. So he says here. Where's the place? One sec. Yeah, the first wide line. Rav So Rava, again, within Rava, the difference was the beginning of Rava. The question was, the Mishnah says Kaddish two women simultaneously. Now, good. The implication of maybe Kaddish one of the two, it is good. They're not good to Rava. So Rava says, what does the Mishnah mean? Hamakadosh achat meisho vita. In other words, that which was making a deed before, Rava says that's goofing in the Mishnah. If he's mekadosh one of two women, either a mother and daughter or one of two sisters, naase kmiisho vita o isho va'achota ka'achat bein hamakudasho. It's the same thing. In other words, that we before we make a deed that was different. Rava is saying that the Mishnah says, or we should understand the Mishnah that it's the same din if he says one of two sisters or both sisters. And neither one is affected.
No deal.
Right. There was no deal because the Mishnah says that they're both no good. He says, Umasinami, and there was an incident as well, the Chamesh Nashim with five women, Ubahem Shtei Achayot, among them was two sisters, and somebody gathered a basket full of figs, Ba'amar, and he said, Hare Kulchem, Bi'achat Mishtei Achayot, Makuda Shotli. He says, all of you, and one of the two sisters are Mukudesha to me, is what he says. All it means all of you, there was the three non-sisters, and one of the two sisters are Mukudashotli, the Kakalazum, the Amrucha Chamim, Enachayat Mukudashot. So Chamim said that the two sisters are not Mukudashot. The only three, in other words, only the three women are Mukudashot. In other words, here, in other words, we assume.
Why not the one sister?
Well, say again.
You only said one of the two sisters.
Yeah, no, but remember, that's Kiddushin Shlonim Sur Labia. So it's a zero.
You don't know which one?
According to Rabbi, in other words, it can't be. So he's saying that I'm Mekadosh the three non related people and one of the two sisters. So the Mishnah, according to Rabbi, is saying the three non people, that's affected, but one of the two sisters, not affected.
But if he named her.
If he would have named her, he specified, it would have been okay. Yeah. Okay, let's just pause. Let's get our breath, and let's go over again what we did. You know what? It was such a difficult daf. I went over and over and over and over. You know, so that I'll be able to go through it. And now All right. Well, so when you're going slow, we're going over it now. Okay, now.
But when you said there were two cases like this,
wait. Let's
never
go.
Happened.
Wait. All right. Just you know, we always have a lot of theoretical questions in the Gemara. Okay. So the basic idea we're talking about. Once you boil down the things, like their essentials, like the most complicated thing becomes simple. So it's just even though there's a lot of facts, like the issue is kiddushin shlo misurim labia. Can I have kiddushin that cannot legally end up with bia? Is that an effective kiddushin or not? Or are the two so interwoven that only when I have a green light to bia is it a good kiddushin? That's the simple level. Now, so Rava holds. Kiddushin, Shlo, Nimsru, Labia are not good Kiddushin because he says that Barahin explained it to him, Kikach, Ishi, Shau, Bala, that you have to have Kiddushin and then you have to follow with Bia. It has to be that way. If I can't follow with Bia, Kiddushin are not good. That's the point to Rava. And Abai says, Kiddushin, I keep saying Shlo, Nimsru, but it's Shain, the Surin. And Abai says, Kiddushin, Shain, the Surin, Labia are good. Now they each had a deal to support themselves in the Mishnah, but the Gemara was able to reflect all the diukim, and so we were like, it's like, you know, ground zero. So they're both you know, cooking with fire. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
We had cases. Your kiddushin, they could have bia because there were three rows.
No. In other words,
5 years down the line,
two sisters, one can die.
That means you never need to be a
right, right. In other words, I think
one sister can die.
In other words, like the bia of a child that's 3 years old is not called bia in halacha. I think that's what you're probably referring to. So, in other words, even if you have relations with a child who's less than 3 years old, that's not called bia. It's not called bia. So you have to be at least 3 years old to be in the parsha with bia. But it means that, like, he's got no legal impediment. Okay? All right. And okay, let's see further. All right, I'm going to go further. Are we good?
Rabbi, another question. Imagine a woman, for whatever reason, medical or otherwise, is not able to have relations.
That means it's not a quick question. That means it's going to be a 20-minute question. Go ahead.
It's a very quick question. So if okay, for whatever reason, medically, she's not able to have relations, then Kiddushin is not Chal?
Well, here we're talking about a halakhic impediment to having relations. You're saying there's a medical impediment to having relations. So I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. All right, let's see further. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, so now we're on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Let's see. Okay, so we're around the fifth wide line on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to Tashma. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a question. Each one is going to be a proof to Abaye and a question against Rava, which kind of tells you which way the wind is blowing. When the Gemara keeps asking, you know, proofs to Abaye, questions against Rava, you know, it tells you which way, you know, things are headed. So Tashma, Hamakadish should be Tostam. If a father is Makadish his daughter, singular, Aina Bogrot Bechlal. So the older daughters are not included in the Parsha. In other words, a father only has authority, Makadish is Bito Kitana. So when she's a minor, or when she's a Nara, he says, but so he's been Kaddish's daughter, so the Bogrot are not included. Bechlal. So it means the younger daughters would be included. So we think that the father, he accepted Kiddush on behalf of his daughter, but this sounds unbelievable, he didn't specify which daughter, and so that would be a case of Kiddush and Shlonim Sru Labia. He says, "V'yamai kiddushin shein misur in lebiyan inu." So it sounds like the mekadesh abito. So the bogra not included. The child would be included, but you have effective kiddushin, but that's a kasha against Rava.
Where is the kasha?
In other words, because the implication of the Mishnah is that there's an effective kiddushin. The father is mekadesh his daughter. The Mishnah doesn't spell.
The older one is not, but the young one is.
Bogra are older. Let's say he's got 10 daughters, and 5 of them are over the age of 12 and a half, five below.
The ones are not,
so he's Mekadesh, one of the daughters. He doesn't remember which daughter, he's Mekadesh. So he's got Kiddushin, but the older 5 are not included in the Parsha. There's nothing with them. But one of the younger ones is Mekadesh. But according to Abrava, nobody should be Mekadesh because Kiddushin shown them through the Bia. He says, V'tuf to the Rava, Amalak Rava, Rava would say to you, Hachmai Askinan Ch'ein Sham El Gidolu Uktana. So Rabbi would say, no, the Mishnah just means he's got 2 daughters. One daughter is 15, one daughter is 10. And so he's been Kaddish a daughter. Obviously, not the older one, it's the younger one. Habogro Katani, but the says, how can it be the older daughters? And we assume that, like, be a mirror image, just like there are older than S as well. So he says, my Bogro to Alma. What does Bogrot mean? Bogrot means like in general, like there's a class of women who are Bogrot. Not that this person had Bogrot, but he's like the Bogrot, the one who falls into that class, is not included. So it's one and one. Ihachimai lemeira. So if that's the case, that the father is Mekadesh one of his daughters. One daughter is 15, one daughter is 10. So he's saying that the 10-year-old is the one who's Mekadesh, not the 15-year-old. So that's so obvious. Why do I need the Tana to even tell me? Hachimai askinan. The Shavite Shliach. No, the case of the Mishnah is that the older daughter designated the father to be her Shliach, to be Makabel Kiddushin on her behalf. Now with the Tema, he Makabel Kiddushin, Adaita Daka Makabel. So I might have thought that when the father accepts Kiddushin, maybe he is accepting on behalf of the older daughter. Kama Shvalan. So Kama Tzadana teach me, Kama Shvalan, Lo Shabakinish Midi Didle Hanaminei, a person wouldn't. Like, if he's Mekadesh the younger daughter, he gets the money. Right. If he's Mekadesh the older daughter, he doesn't get the money. So, that's it. So Shabbat is meeting to Italy. I mean, a person wouldn't like cast aside something that he's going to profit from, and then take something he's not going to profit from. So the Gemara says, "Wait, Milo Skinan to Amrle Kidushai Ledidach. Isn't it possible the Mishnah is speaking about even where the older daughter said you can keep my kiddushin? So then they both be the same. The older daughter, the younger daughter, she gets both kiddushin. Afidu hachi. So how is it so clear to the Tana then? Because the Tana says an absolute halacha that if he's mekadesh one of the daughters, he's only with the younger daughter, not the older daughter. But here it could even be the case with the older daughter made a mishliach. But maybe even in the case of the older daughter said he can keep it. Afidu hachi lo shabakinish mitzvah derami alei. Nevertheless, the person is not going to leave a mitzvah that he's incumbent upon him. Let's look at Rashi, the mitzvah of Rami Alei. On the last narrow line of Rashi, everybody has. Wait, let's be patient. Last narrow line, the Rami Alei. The thief, be'epin otechem tzulan Hashem. It says in Yirmiyah that your daughters you should give them in. So the way the Gemara here it seems to be taking it, that there's a mitzvah, right, with the to give away the younger daughter. We'll see in a minute. He says, now, the only kasha on this is that we had earlier, and Rav Lewis, I think, said, Daf Mem Aleph, we learned that, I think, that Rav said a person should not marry off his daughter when she's a katana. And he says, Rishonim asked this question, and I think he quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger. Is this Rabbi Kiva Eger? Here, what's that? What's that? Well, here he just says, super stuff in days. But I thought he said that Rabbi Kiva Eger. Here our Gemara says the father has a mitzvah to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Earlier it said
that 5-year-old don't marry a 3-year-old. I think the Gemara said unless she's ready to tell you, I want this guy. Then you should do it.
Yeah, so if you look on Mem Aleph and Aleph, so with 10 lines to the bottom, Mem Aleph 41a, page 81. So he says near the asterisk, it says, the Amr of Yilarav, Mitain Rav Lazar, Asurli Dam Shekadash Abitok Shekatana Shekadel, the Tomer Plonion, he wrote Tzav. So you're not allowed to do that.
Unless she says, I want him.
That means when she's older than 12 and a half and she's in a position where she can make a psychological choice. Not that she's 5 years old.
Not 5 years old.
But I'm saying, no, but she's older. That's the way I
understand. Once she's older, you don't have right.
All right, anyway, it's a kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with.
Nature. People want to marry their older ones.
All right. Anyway, let's take a look. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. Okay, everybody with me? So the bottom line is, we thought we had a question against Rava from the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah's on Samach Dalet. Today's Nun Aleph. Samach Dalet is 13 days from now. So we thought we had a question from the Mishnah 13 days from now, and Rava was able to deflect that question. Okay, now, Tashma. So now, again, we're asking from a Braisa. And this will be a support for Abaye and Akash against Rava. Tashma, a man was married twice. He had two wives, Rachel and Leah. And then the marriage with Rachel, let's see, because either she died or he divorced her, and then he married Leah. And he's got, let's say, 5 daughters with Rachel, 5 daughters with Leah. So, two groups of daughters. What's the right word? Two cadres. Anyway. So he's got, or there's a word I'm thinking of. He's got two sets of daughters. He says, "Va'amar kiddushi b'ti agdola." He says, "I know. I said kiddushin. I remember. I said my older daughter. I remember. I said gdola." He says, "Va'eni odeya. I don't remember which one I meant. Im gdola shabigdola. I don't remember if I was the older of the older. In other words, I got two groups: the younger group, the older group. I don't remember the older of the older group, or gdola shabigtanot, or the older of the younger group. In tana shabigdola, or the younger." Of the older group, he says, "Shehi gedolam and gedolah shvitanu," who's older than the older one. It means he can mean anyone except for the youngest. The youngest. So it says, "Kulan asurot." So the Tana Mishnah says that all of those girls become prohibited. They're all stopping the Kudah Shot. Puts me Tana shvitanu, except Dibur Remeir, except for the youngest of the youngest. So here, this is also kiddushin shalom
for Abaye.
an akash against Rabba. Yeah. Where Rabba says that Kiddushin Shlo, Masur, and Labia are not Makadesh. But here is that seems to be the case here. And yet it does work. So the Gemara says, Hakamay Askinan, Shehukru, the Masof, the Darbu. So the Gemara says, no, the case is here when at the time that he made the statement, it was clear which daughter he meant. And then maybe everybody knew it, and then everybody forgot what the situation was. The only thing he remembers is that he said the Dola, but I don't remember which one I meant or I specified. So at the time of the Kiddushin, it was known. So it was the fact of Kiddushin. So Dekanami the Katani, and we could deduce this from a careful reading of the Braisa, it says, Eini Odea. He says, I don't know which one I meant. Lo Katani Eini Adui. It doesn't say it was never known. He says, I don't know right now which one it is. Shmami no. So from now that shot is correct. So the Gemara says, E Hachi, if that's the pshat in the Braisa, Mayim Lameimru. So what does he have to say? It's so obvious. That's Davar Pashut. In other words, he was Kaddish on the doors. They specified the time. I don't know. Obviously, it was prohibited. So he says, La'apukim in Rabbi Yossi. So the point of the Mishnah is to say that the whole thing of the Mishnah is opposite, and we're in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who's a Tana. Da'amar lomachin in Ishnafshe the Sveikim. Rabbi Yossi says that, in other words, the person remembers I said the older daughter. Rabbi Yossi says the person would never use a term that would be subject to, you know, imprecision later on. In other words, here with Mesupak, did he mean maybe the oldest of the youngest group? Did he mean the oldest of the oldest group? Maybe he meant the youngest of the oldest group, whatever. So Rabbi Yossi says the person would never talk that way. In other words, if he says oldest, it's not he meant the oldest of the oldest group. Because the person would never use a term that could later on be subject to, you know, misunderstanding. So when he said oldest, he meant oldest the oldest. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. He says, Lamachin in Shnafshe the Sveika. The person wouldn't enter an Eretz topic. Tamash Malan, so the Tana here teaches me the Machin in Shnafshe the Sveika. No, a person might use the term, and the term might be something that could lead to a topic later on, but he would use that term. All right, the bottom line is, we had a kash against Rava, and we're able to deflect the question. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
Rabbi Yosef, we only meant A.
You say again, repeat.
Yosef.
Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
In other words, he remembers that he said the oldest.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yossi analyzes the stomach meant the oldest and the oldest. Because he would never use the term in a way that could be like, you know, fungible, like imprecise, ambiguous. So Mastami, he meant it in the narrowest way, which is the oldest, it's not what he meant.
And I think they cannot
Analyze. Well, no, he'll give a get to everybody and they'll do it. Okay, now let's...
Rabbi, question regarding...
Wait, Daniel, Rafi speaking, I'll come to you 1 second. So, again, the Mishnah says that Kulan Asura, the Mishnah says they're all Safek Mekudashot. So you ask me, is there a way out of this? And the way out of it is got to give a get to everyone. That's the only way. Okay, now, unless he drops dead, that would be another way out of it. Okay, now, what you want, Daniel?
So how did the Kiddushim of Yaakov Avinu take place? I mean, there was an older, there was a younger, it was precise. So end of the day, the Kiddushim should have never been Chal.
Well, I tell you one thing, you know, you could ask, how can he be Kaddish? In the end, he was Kaddish's two sisters. How did that work out? right. It's a bigger question.
So the answer it was outside of Eretz
Israel. I know you're saying a Safek with two sisters, but at the end of the day, he married two sisters. So how did that work out? I'm sure you heard this as well. Like a lot of they say that the Avot only, you know, agreed to observe the Torah outside of Eretz Israel. Okay, listen, and then that's why Rachel died when they come to Eretz Israel. Okay, Tashma. Okay, the next proof. Okay, so we don't have so much time. Now, Tashma. Now we're going to the. All right, we're going to the Mishnah now in Masechet Yevamot. Tashma, Mik Shikidesh Achat Mishnei Achayot. He is Makadish, one of two sisters. Two sisters are called Rachel and Leah. Eini Yodei Ezo Kidesh. She doesn't know. No, Tain Get Lezu, but Get. He has given Get to each one. So the Lechora, this seems the. Now, he's this is a case. This seems on all fours in support of Abaye in Akash against Rava. It's Kiddushin Shlomasur and the Bia, and yet there's a Safe Kiddushin here. So that's against Rava and in favor of Abaye. So Hakam Eskin and Shukru, the Masop, the Darbu. So here the Gemara says, like we said before, that Rava could say the Mishnah is speaking about that time that he was Mekadesh, it was clear which one he was Mekadesh, then afterwards nobody remembers which one. Dekanami de Katani in Yodea, and we can deduce this from a careful reading of the Mishnah. He says, in Yodea, he presently does not know which one he was Mekadesh, but look, Katani in Yodea, it's not that it was never known. So if that's the case, it's so pashut, why don't we need the Tana even to articulate that halakha? So the Gemara says, you're right, I don't need that first halakha, but Seifa, it's Rikhalite. I need it for the case in the Seifa of that Mishnah. The Seifa is Beit below Achachad. Here, again, we can Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, and either Rachel or Leah. It doesn't always Mekadesh Rachel Leah. Then Reuven dies, and Reuven has one brother, Shimon, who lays the Shtayan. So Shimon has to do Chalitza with both, because he can't do Yibam with either one, because each one could be either Achot Zekukato or Achot Chalitzato. So again, when he dies, there's a Safek Zika with each one. Each one is possibly Achot Zekukato. And even after he does Chalitza with one, so the remaining one could be Achot Chalitzato, which is prohibited on a Drabanan level. So he has to do Chalitza with both. Hayulo Shnayim, but if Reuben had two brothers, i.e. Shimon Levi, and now Reuben is dead, he says, Echad Choleitz V'Echad Miyabe. So they could work out a tag team. So one brother will do Chalitza to one of the sisters, right? One brother will do Chalitza with one of the sisters. And so now the remaining sister, it's not Achot Chalitza To, because he didn't do Chalitza with her. The remaining sister is either permissible to him, because it was never anybody's wife, or the mini sister might be his Yabama, which is good. He says, in Kagu Bikinsu, but if they didn't follow instructions and they each just grab, one says, I'm marrying Rachel, one says, I'm marrying Leah, he's the Amo Sinatam Yadam. We're not going to force them to divorce either one of them, because at worst, the worst case scenario, one would be Achot, Achot Zekukat. If they both do Yibam, so once they do Yibam, it's in the clear. But the worst case would be that it would be the sister of the woman that had Zika with. That would be the worst scenario. That would be the worst thing. But wait, I don't think. One second. Let me just look at Rashi. One second. Listen to the fifth wide lines. I feel like Kanasa Rishon at Yibimto, right? Upagaba Chotzekukato means it's only a Chotzekukato briefly. In other words, they're both unmarried. One of them is going to marry first. The first one who marries and has relations with the widow, let's say Rachel and Leah, so Rachel might be his Bahama, he's in the fine. Rachel might be the sister of his Zekuka, which would be Shimon. Now, that would be a problem, but then when his brother marries her, that will be dissipated. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, one second. He says, the Pabbat Chosukot, may a harsh confess, Shani, Pakazika, who told Shil Kaima, the Chotzekuka Drabanan, he will constantly the Hotzi. So he says that the whole Easter of Chotzekuka is only a Drabanan prohibition. So we're not going to force him to disgorge it. So Dafka Meklats Vahadr Yibume. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Chalitza has to come first. In other words, the way to do it right is one brother does chalitza with one of the women, and then the other brother does yibum with the other one. About yibumi v'hadar mechle, it's low, but for one to do yibum and the other one to do chalitza, the kapaga b'chotzi kukato. That would be bad news. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. Okay, let me finish the last raya, and then we'll take questions, comments, thoughts, and we'll go on. Now, Tashma, so again, we're asking, this is going to be a kash against Rava, and ostensibly a support for Abaye. And Rava says, kedushin shlo misurim labia, and kedushin, yeah. So Tashma, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. So this Mishnah is also Nivama Nachaf Gimel. Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Achayot. Here we have two people who are not related, or Mekadesh two sisters. So two unrelated people. Let's just say, you know, I don't have two, like David and Aaron. They're Mekadesh Rachel and Leah, who are two sisters. It says Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Achayot. Zayin Odei Ezekidesh. So David doesn't know which one of the two he was Mekadesh. Zeno de Ezo Kidesh, and Aaron doesn't know which one he was Mekadesh. Zeno Tain Shnei Gitin. So the only solution is each was two. Yeah, Zeno Tain Shnei Gitin. So, but that sounds like That sounds like right. It sounds like kiddushin. So that looks bad news for Rava. So how can I mishukru himself the darvu? So Gemara says. So there also, I could say, at the time that they did it, they knew which one they were doing. Then afterwards, it got permished. So dekanami dekatani, and we could do this from a careful reading of the Mishnah. Says eni odeya. It says he doesn't presently know, but lokatani eni do. It's not known. Shmami not. Ihachi mayin lemeimra. If that's the whole thing the Mishnah is teaching me, that's so obvious. What is the Mishnah even teaching me? Sefer it's tzrichalei. So in the case it needs to teach me is for the sefer, which is a continuation. Meit. Meit means now I had David and Aharon. They both die. So again, David was Mekadesh, Rachel or Leah. We don't know which one of the two. He doesn't know. And Aaron was Mekadesh, Rachel or Leah. We don't know which one of the two. And now both David and Aaron die. Wait. Zeach. And David has a brother and Aaron has a brother. Zecholetz l'shtehen. So each brother should do chalitz with each one. Zecholetz l'shtehen. And then the other one will do chalitz as well. Okay. Now, but let's say David has one brother and Aaron has two brothers. Now, top line, so the one brother will do chalitza with both. So now he's out of the picture. He did chalitza with both of them, so he's a non-entity from that side. He says, now if the two surviving brothers from let's say Aaron, one could do chalitza with one, and one could do even with the other one. In Kanmu Bekinsu, now if the second stage, in other words, the one brother with the one surviving brother, the brother who died, David, who had one brother, assumes he did chalitza on both of them. So now I'm left with, I don't know which one of these two women is my brother's widow, which one is not. I don't know which one is my brother's widow. So let's say, so the way to handle it, and Aaron left two brothers. So the way to handle it is that one brother should do chalitza with one and one brother should do with the other, and then you're fine. But in Kanmu Bekinsu, but if they both married, they're not hanging around, do it that way. One side, I'm going to rock on the Leah, Emo Tintami Adam. So we don't force them to disgorge it. It's going to be the same thing as before. But the Chiddush is, Dafka Mechlat Zahadar Yibume, the key is that the chalitza from the sole surviving brother. That you have to sign a kanan. I need the chalitza from that sole surviving brother. About yibumi v'had a mechlat lo. But if this brother from the second group is going to do yibum with one of them before the chalitza from the first, you can't do that. The kapaga v'yivama l'shuk. She could be a yivama that requires chalitza or yibum from the other brother, and he's marrying a yivama l'shuk. In other words, lo tiyashen and the chusli zar. There's a lot, right? There's a lot. You can't marry a woman who's there's a chalitza
on her.
Right? Okay. So let's just think about what we discussed tonight. And okay. Now the basic topic we discussed, and we don't have so much extra time, is that kiddush. If you have kiddushin shlomasur in the bia, I have kiddushin where halakhically I can't go forward and do bia. Is that a valid kiddushin or not? Rabbi says no. Abaye says yes. So the Gemara brought, I think, about five different proofs tonight for Abaye against Rabbi. And the first was a question against both, but five, and we were able to deflect all the questions against Rava up till now. We're able to deflect all the questions against Rava, but tomorrow we're going to have a proof against Rava, and that'll be the dead letter for Rava. It'll be tufts to Rava, because this is Yal Kagam. Okay, now
I have a lot of support.
What?
I get a lot of support.
Well, we'll see. There's so many machlokot to buy Rava throughout Shas. This is one of only six cases where Allah was thinking about like a bye. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up now. One second. Let me just.